Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. If only. Matthew 6, verse 10. Your will be done. If only. Do you ever find yourself pondering these two little words? If only I could get a bit more sleep. If only I was able to pay off the bills just once. If only we had a few more students or another staff member. If only I had a new vehicle so I wouldn't have to worry about the next inevitable repair bill. If only God would take away my headaches or cancer or fatigue. If only we knew what day the licensing rep would be dropping in for an inspection. If only God would answer my prayer the way I've asked. If only. There are a couple of places that the words, "Your will be done," are spoken in the Bible. Two that come to mind are when Jesus teaches his disciples and us the Lord's Prayer. Another time is when Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, shortly before his arrest and crucifixion. Wouldn't we expect that Jesus wouldn't even need to say those words? Wouldn't God automatically respond to his own son's prayer with a yes? No, God didn't for Jesus, and he doesn't always for us. And we are left to ask why. Each time we pray, our words are eagerly heard by the God who made the universe, who made each of us. His love and care for us extends beyond seeing us as a mere creation. He loves us deeply, deeper than any love, than any parent for their child. More than the parent anticipating their child coming home, God wants each one of his creations to spend every day of eternity in his home, in heaven. That love sent God's only Son, Jesus, to the cross, the grave, and then to rise on Easter morning. A God who loves us that much truly wants only what is best for us. When we pray, "Your will be done," we are making a statement of faith that recognizes that we may not see the big picture for our lives, but our God does. We know what we want, but God knows what's best for us. Sometimes our prayers are hard. We feel the weight of our burdens and can be thinking, if only God will answer this prayer the way that I hope, all will be fine. Your will be done. What is God's will? What are we saying when we pray these words? God's will is that his name is made holy and that all would know and believe in him. His will is grounded in a deep love for us. More than just asking God's will to be done, we are also asking that the Lord bring our will into harmony with his good and gracious will. We can trust his will for us and boldly pray that he would bless and encourage us as we face the challenges of life. We can pray that he will help us to use each of our blessings and challenges as a way to give glory to him for all he has done for us. The most important if only in our lives has already been done. We have forgiveness and peace with God because of Jesus. The heartaches and stresses of life continue, but we can face them with courage and with confidence, knowing that God's will is for our good, and that whether the answer to our prayer is a yes or a no, he is with us. Your will be done indeed. We wouldn't want it any other way. To him be the glory. We pray. Dear Lord, give me confidence and comfort in prayer, trusting that your will for me and those I love is good and gracious and founded in your love. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.